Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Every day I read, 53 Ways to Get Closer to Books by Hoang Bo Roum is a practical motivational guide for anyone who wants reading to feel less like a chore and more like a steady, life-giving habit. Rather than treating reading as a test of willpower, the book frames it as a relationship you can build through small, repeatable choices. Across 53 approachable ideas, it encourages you to redesign your environment, reshape your expectations, and reconnect with the pleasures that made you curious in the first place. The tone is reader-friendly and realistic, acknowledging common obstacles like fatigue, distractions, and the pressure to read what you think you should read. The overall promise is simple. You can become a consistent reader by making reading easier to start, easier to continue, and easier to return to after a lapse. This makes the book especially appealing for busy adults, lapsed readers, and anyone who wants a calmer, richer daily routine anchored by books. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, make reading frictionless through small daily design choices. A major theme of the book is that reading improves when you reduce the practical barriers that keep you from opening a book. Instead of relying on motivation, you build a system that makes reading the default option. This can include keeping a book in the places you naturally wait, setting up a comfortable reading spot, or preparing your next book before you finish the current one so you never face an empty moment. The underlying point is that tiny decisions compound. Where you place your book, when you choose to pick it up, and how you structure your day can matter more than grand reading goals. The book also encourages readers to notice their personal friction points, like having only heavy, demanding books on hand, or trying to read only at night when energy is lowest. By matching reading to your real schedule and attention level, you protect the habit from burnout. This topic emphasizes that building closeness to books is not only about taste or intelligence, but also about practical ergonomics, timing, and consistency. Secondly, release perfectionism and redefine what counts as reading. Many people stop reading because they carry rigid rules about what a real reader does. This book pushes back against that perfectionism and invites a broader, kinder definition of reading. It normalizes reading slowly, pausing often, and returning to unfinished books without shame. It also supports choosing formats and lengths that fit your current life, whether that means short chapters, essays, or lighter genres when you are tired. The emphasis is on continuity and enjoyment rather than performance. Another part of this theme is giving yourself permission to stop books that do not work for you. Abandoning a mismatch is framed as a skill that protects your attention and keeps reading pleasurable. By removing the pressure to finish everything and to read only prestigious titles, you can follow curiosity and build momentum. Over time, this creates a healthier identity as a reader, someone who explores, learns, and rests with books, rather than someone who collects completed titles. The result is a habit that can survive busy seasons and changing interests. Thirdly, choose books that match your mood, season, and purpose. The book highlights that reading becomes easier when your selections align with what you actually need right now. Instead of forcing yourself through a book because it seems important, it encourages you to pay attention to mood and context. Sometimes you need comfort and familiarity, sometimes stimulation and challenge, and sometimes clarity and guidance. Building a reading life means having options for each of those states. This topic includes the idea of creating a personal menu of books, such as keeping different genres available for different moments of the day. It also suggests that readers can become more intentional about why they pick a title, whether for rest, insight, empathy, or craft. By naming the purpose, you reduce the likelihood of disappointment. The book also implicitly supports exploration, trying new genres, following a thread of interest across authors, and letting one good reading experience lead to the next. When selection becomes a responsive practice rather than an obligation, books start to feel like companions. That closeness makes it more likely you will pick up a book again tomorrow. Fourthly, build a personal reading rhythm that survives modern distractions. Another important theme is creating a rhythm that fits within a distracted world. The book recognizes that phones, streaming, and endless notifications compete directly with the quiet focus books require. Rather than moralizing, it offers strategies that help you protect attention in realistic ways. This includes using small pockets of time, setting gentle boundaries, and choosing reading moments that are naturally calm. A key idea is that consistency matters more than duration. Reading a little every day can create stronger identity and momentum than occasional long sessions. The book also nudges readers to experiment with routines, like pairing reading with a daily cue, starting with a single page, or using a brief recap ritual to re-enter a book quickly. By reducing the mental cost of beginning, you make it easier to return even when you are tired. Over time, the reading rhythm becomes self-reinforcing. You experience more satisfaction, which makes you choose books more often, which increases focus and comprehension. The topic frames reading as a sustainable practice in contemporary life. Lastly, deepen closeness to books through reflection and community. Getting closer to books is not only about finishing them. The book encourages readers to linger with what they read, using simple reflection to make reading more meaningful. This can include jotting down thoughts, capturing questions, noting passages that resonate without turning the process into homework, and connecting themes across multiple books. Reflection helps transform reading from consumption into integration, so ideas and emotions stay with you. The book also points toward the social side of reading, talking about books, swapping recommendations, and letting other people help you find titles you would not discover alone. Even light community, such as sharing a takeaway with a friend, can deepen engagement and motivate consistency. Another aspect is building confidence in your own taste. As you reflect and discuss, you learn what kinds of narratives, arguments, and writing styles truly move you. That self-knowledge reduces wasted time and increases joy. This topic shows that closeness grows through interaction with the text, with your own responses, and with other readers who widen your horizons. In conclusion, this book is best for lapsed readers, busy adults, students who feel overwhelmed by reading expectations, and anyone who wants a calmer daily habit that does not require heroic willpower. It is also a strong fit for people who love books in theory but struggle to make time, choose what to read next, or stay focused long enough to build momentum. The main benefit is practical. It helps you turn reading into a repeatable part of life through small actions that lower friction, soften perfectionism, and make book choice more intuitive. Because the guidance is organized into many bite-sized approaches, you can try one idea at a time and keep what works, which makes it easier to personalize. Compared to similar reading habit books that emphasize rigid goals or productivity metrics, this one stands out for treating reading as a relationship and a source of well-being. It centers enjoyment, sustainability, and self-knowledge, so the habit can endure through stressful seasons rather than collapsing when life gets busy. If you want to read more without turning reading into another pressure-filled task, it is worth buying for its approachable structure and gentle, adaptable strategies. If you would like to support Kwangbo Ryum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.